37. Kino. They turn onto a wide street, one that Case, from her morning's Moscow Yellow Pages map foray, tentatively identifies as Tverskaya. Her driver, with a phone plugged into his ear now, is wearing cologne. They stick to Tverskaya, if it is Tverskaya, and stay with the traffic flow. He doesn't use the blue light. They pass beneath a banner in English, Waxen Figures Exhibition. Street-level signage offers snippets of the non-Cyrillic, boutique, Kodak, a drugstore called Pharmacom. As they turn left, she asks, "What street is this?" "Georgievsky," the driver says, though it might as easily be his name. He turns again into an alley and stops. She starts to tell him that she hadn't meant for him to stop, but he gets out, walks around, opens the door for her. Gom. Gray, distempered concrete. Cyrillic skater tags, their letters bulging in clumsy homage to New York and Los Angeles. "Police." He opens a large, anciently battered steel door, which reaches the limits of a restraining chain with a dull boom. Within is darkness. "Here." "Stella is here?"
"Kino,"
he says. "Film. Cinema." Stepping past him, she finds herself in a dim, indeterminate space. When the door crashes shut behind them, the only light is from above, a bare bulb, visible up a forbidding steep flight of narrow concrete stairs that seems to have no railing.
"Please,"
he gestures toward the stairs. She sees now that there is a railing, the spidery ghost of one, a single length of half-inch steel. Supported by only two uprights, it droops between them, seemingly lank as rope, and sways when she grips it.
"He took a duck in the face."
"Up, please."
"Sorry." She starts to climb, aware of him behind her. There is another steel door, narrower, beneath the 40-watt bulb. She opens it. A kitchen, bathed in red light. Like the kitchens in the oldest, still unrenovated tenements of New York, but larger, the stove a squatting pre-Stalinist presence wider than the car that brought her here, coal-burning, or wood. Where the tenement kitchen would have offered a central bathtub, there is a shower, a square of raised tile surrounding a slightly lower concrete space for drainage. The ancient galvanized showerhead, looking either agricultural or veterinary in intent, is suspended from a 16-foot ceiling gone sepia with decades of smoke and soot. The source of the red glow is a stolen metro sign, propped against one wall, with a bulb inside.